God is in this present world.
Yeah,
and God's grace. Grace teaches you that.
And it's funny you just told me that. Yesterday I was sitting somewhere working online on ministry, and a Baptist man came up to me and started witnessing to me right in this area. If you go to our website, you'll see I have an audio of him and I talking about it. He went on to tell me he's a Calvinist. He didn't say he's a Calvinist. He went on to tell me, you'll appreciate this. He went on to tell me that if you believe in Jesus one time in your life, if you just confess a faith one time, that you can stop believing, you could be a drunk, and you could be an adulterer, and you're still going to heaven.
Oh, that's what they believe. But first of all, why are you even witnessing to you? Everybody's going to be saved and saved. Why is he wasting your time?
No, that's not true. You're supposed to go and proclaim. Jesus said go and proclaim.
No, I said him.
Oh, him, yes.
He's doing that. His doctrine says...
Let me correct. He did say we're not Calvinists, and then as I dissected his theology, Calvinism has 5 points. They believe in just two of them, and one of them is eternal, is once saved, always saved.
Some believe that Wilson called off the tulip.
Yeah. He's got part of the tulip, but not the full tulip. I see what you're saying. Yeah, I agree with you. If the full blown Calvinist, like John MacArthur, he's a false teacher. I don't know why he preaches to anybody, because if God said you're going and you're not going, then we're all just.
That's right.
Our lot has been cast, as they say.
That's right.
That's
and
not true.
It's just not true at all. And then the other thing, I use a blue letter Bible because a King James.
Yeah.
Because
what's a blue letter Bible? Help me.
If you go online, it's free to download it.
It's what?
Download it. It's a digital Bible.
Oh, so it's online. Okay, blue letter Bible.
Got some really good. So
it's got commentary on it.
It's got Chuck Smith and sometimes those are good and sometimes.
Yeah, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out for that.
Be careful of failure. Concordance, like Strong's is in there.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
But if you take and they go look at and you learn the tenses in the Greek.
Yes, go to the actual root words.
Everybody should know that the tense, mm-hmm. the mood, and the. Because believe it. It is to believe and continue believing.
Yeah.
And the word also means to live by.
Yeah, can I throw a word? Yeah, I just was preaching this to somebody yesterday. They were saying, believe in Jesus, right? Just believe in Jesus. And I said, well, I believe Donald Trump is the president of the United States. In my head, I believe it, but I don't believe in him.
Yeah.
The word, really, if you look at the Greek, there's also another word, allegiance.
Well, yeah,
your belief is an allegiance with him, not just a head knowledge that he's God.
Absolutely.
The demons believe he's God, but it ain't going to do him any good.
Absolutely. And the other thing is that Jesus plainly, there's 80 good scriptures that teach that you can be lost after you've been saved.
Absolutely. We teach that absolutely. You can leave your marriage. You can leave your covenant with God. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Jesus said, John 15, my father is the true vine, which means there's a false vine, and there are a lot of false, other false
Amen.
Vines.
Mostly false
my
vines.
My father is the husbandman, the gardener. He's got a pair of shears in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Every branch in me,
it doesn't produce fruit.
That does not bear fruit, he takes away. Thank God, though, he's merciful.
He's merciful. He is. And we daily suffering. Keep going to him, and we walk in obedience and holiness. That's what our website's all about. Preaching the gospel, making disciples. Go on our website. I'd love to hear from you via email. We're from Missouri.
Oh,
we're traveling through.
Show me.
Show me. We're on a mission all summer long, and then going into fall, and we're preaching the gospel all over. We go and stand out at religious places with gospel signs.
We
call people to faith and repentance.
If you went up, I have a friend of mine. His name is Philip Cleveland, and he is putting. If you see all the Ten Commandment signs. Not that we're saved by them,
right.
But when you're saved...
What's his name?
Philip Cleveland. And he's putting up the Ten Commandments on up there by Glacier Park. He put mostly... He put Ten Commandments.
He's not a
Jesus
Sabbath guy, Saturday Sabbath guy, is he?
Not at all.
Okay, all right. Because
totally
a lot of the people that really cling to the Ten Commandments are Saturday Sabbath.
No, that's what I was telling you. We're not saved by those. And the fourth one is... Jesus has become our
rest.
Sabbath.
Thank you.
Rest.
Amen. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day we're resting in
the
Him.
The only caveat in those is that, see, Satan broke every single one of those.
Yeah.
And the fourth one he broke by not keeping and resting in when God had made him.
Right.
And he wanted to exalt himself.
I would say mankind broke every single one, too.
Well, you start out with Satan breaking them all. So then God says, here's things you... we don't do this. But it's not for salvation.
Right.
But if you're saved, you cannot violate any one of those.
If you know Christ, you follow and keep his word, you obey and holiness. When you do sin, you confess your sin, you repent, and you keep
going. Well, that's what God said. I'm going to paraphrase it. Little children, I write unto you that you never, ever, ever, ever sin.
Right.
But just in case you do,
yes,
you have an advocate. You were unfaithful, but he is faithful.
Amen. Faithful and just.
And then don't forget the last part. And then to wash you and cleanse you.
Cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
When Jesus gave the story of the ruler who called all of the servants into account. You know the story very well.
Yep.
What Jesus, I believe, was teaching in that is, you wicked, evil servant, I forgave you this massive debt. Shouldn't you have received my nature with the forgiveness?
Yes.
As Christian,
don't be a taker, be a giver too. Be a hearer, be a doer.
I don't want to just be forgiven, Father. With the forgiveness, I want your nature
I've been
so
changed.
It doesn't happen again.
Yep.
I was a Catholic for 18 years. Yes.
I'm glad you came out of that. What's your name?
Hubert.
I'm Jim. This is Debbie. What's your name?
Hi, Vicky.
Vicky. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to talk to you more. Do you email and stuff? Email me. I'd love to hear more from you. I'd like to hear a man that preaches God's word. I don't know everything about you, but I'd like to know more.
And I know that I don't have all the truth. I know that. I don't. I've had to change my theology through the years.
Well, we're all still learning.
And so, but I am very careful not to say something about you.
Sure. Exactly. Be studied to be approved. Our website will help you. Our website will help you. Hundreds of articles, audios, and videos test what I teach and let me know what you think.
Sounds great.
All right.
Lord bless you both.
Thank you for stopping. Have a joyous day.
Yeah.